KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration Services. 505-444-7200 is their number. That's 505-444-7200 or HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Carlos and your team, thank you for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. I'm joined in studio by Toya Kaplan. She is the founder of the For the One Ministry, and her friend and co-worker in the faith is Michelle Schroff. And Michelle's joining us by phone from all the way from Hawaii. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
I'm so amazed at technology. It's kind of cool because you sound like you're in the studio with us. Toya, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I think Michelle should have said aloha.
Ah, there you go.
Aloha.
Well, I can tell you this, the jet lag going to Hawaii, Michelle, I understand you just got there within the last few hours. I bet you're kind of tired. Time to go sit down and take a little nap, right?
Yeah, I can sleep when I'm dead. I'm not missing any of this.
Yeah, well, and Michelle, I don't know you well, but I do know you by reputation, and I understand you're one of those people that's just going about 26 hours a day. Would that be accurate?
At least.
Well, I want to let our listeners know that we are talking about the first ever Vulnerable No More event about human trafficking and how women in particular are recruited, children, et cetera. The event's going to be free June 18th from 6 o'clock p.m. in the evening till 8 at the central campus of Legacy Church. I know you guys are very thankful that Steve Smotherman and his team made that beautiful facility available to you. That's June 18th, 2021. Toya is the founder of For the One Ministry, and Michelle, you're the founder of Aspen Project and Zoe, and you have some synergies with Toya, and we're going to find out about those. But before we do that, let's go to Toya now. And Toya, tell us a little bit more about the event, the Vulnerable No More event coming up.
Okay, sure will. And thank you for having me today. Sorry, why does that always happen when you start talking? Anyway, I do want to say quickly that we started with a home, Freedom House, and I did talk about that in the last interview. But for people who weren't part of that conversation, Freedom House was a residential program, and we had that open for 3 years after traveling and researching and preparing ourselves for that for a year. What we ended up needing to do, my conversations with my husband and myself, is to figure out a more impactful way to spend that amount of money. And so as the shift started to happen, we began to look at other ways to do this. And so we do still work with survivors of sex trafficking, in particular our own that were with the program. And so that's still happening. But we also partner with other organizations, including our very own New Mexico Dream Center, Shelly Rapp. We work with them to help their phase three survivors have the money they need. And that means somebody that's moved on to more independent living. They will have crises come up and they need additional help, much like our teenagers who go to college. And so we show up for them financially. And that's one leg of what we do. The second became this Vulnerable No More campaign, which actually came to me as almost like if it was a war and we needed to come at it from that direction, what would it look like? What would our battlefield strategy look like? And that's how this developed, is how do we actually get out ahead of sex trafficking instead of just spreading awareness about it happening? How do we stop it? So this event is based on that.
Well, you mentioned Shelly Rapp at the New Mexico Dream Center. She was on last week, and she'll be one of your guest speakers here on the 18th. And she was in studio with Sergeant Kyle Woods, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department. In fact, I talked with Manny Gonzalez, the Bernalillo County Sheriff, and his exact quote was, Sergeant Woods is a rock star, and we really felt that same way. But it's almost devastating to me, Toya, to hear about this, to think about that our fair city of Albuquerque, and then, you know, our new station, KLYT, we go all the way down to Las Cruces, and Las Cruces is dealing with the same types of things that we are. And it breaks my heart that New Mexico has so much human trafficking and it's so prevalent. Before we talk about that in detail, I want to go to Michelle because I want Michelle to tell us a little bit about some of the ministry she's been involved in and how she's dovetailing with For the One. Michelle, you're the founder of Aspen Project and Zoe. Tell us about those.
Yes, Aspen and Zoe. Basically, the reason why we started doing these particular ministries was we were foster parents for 7 years, and we realized that we could catch kids coming out of the system until the cows came home. And we knew that there was a way that we could step in and figure out how in the world can we change this cycle of children coming through foster care. Our children were all children that were very high profile cases. And what ended up happening was these kiddos, we were getting to know the parents, and we were like, oh my goodness gracious. These parents were also in care, and we were just seeing this cycle, and we thought, how can we back up? How can we step into catching these kids before they start having children? So we started with Aspen, and that's when we noticed, okay, well, now we have teenagers, and with Aspen, what we do is we go into homes that are considered high risk, and we offer parenting classes and any other type of support that they need. We partner with the Sheriff's Department, Kyle Woods, good friend of ours. So it's funny listening to you talk about everyone. We're like, yes, we're all this. These are all our friends because we all have a heart and a passion to absolutely destroy the evil that's out there that is taking over our children. And with Aspen, we go in, do what we can with the parents, and really hope and pray that that is what makes the change in these children's lives so that they do not become another statistic. With Zoe, we provide clothing. We used to have a little boutique. We now are going in a direction. We're pivoting a bit. I know Toya was just talking about with Freedom House how we were like, goodness gracious, we're putting a lot of money into one thing, and we can see that there are other needs as you get involved. It's just sometimes you just feel like you're neck deep, and then you reach out your hand, and there's Toya, and then you reach out your hand, and there's Kyle, and it's just an amazing network of people that have made their way together to just rally up and say, no more. We're not doing this anymore. We're going to make a difference. And we're looking at employing girls now as opposed to just providing clothing for them to go for interviews. We actually want to be the interview, and we want to mentor the girls in such a way that we're walking through life with them as opposed to being a superior to them.
Well, and Michelle, I hear you saying that you're willing to invest your life into their life. This is not a 10-week course or, let's talk to you for a night out at Legacy Church. This is, hey, we're here for you, and we understand
that
your normal isn't maybe the normal that a lot of other people have experienced, and you're willing just to love on them. So, wow, that is just an amazing ministry.
Well, and for us, we're in the place of looking people in the eyes and saying, how can we not be here? How can we not share the love of Jesus with these families? How can we not love people like he did? And that's what he did. He walked with them. This isn't about us giving them all the skills that we have and even giving them a job. It's really and truly walking in their shoes and knowing how vulnerable that they are because they don't have a past of that. They don't know what it looks like to walk with Jesus. So when we walk with them, they see that and they go, wow, so why did you think of doing that with your kid? Or, my children are a part of what we do. My kids love the children that are a part of Aspen. And they come and they help deliver washers and dryers. So it really and truly is pouring into the next generation and saying, hey, kids, it's more than Mario Kart. It's more than Minecraft. Let's really and truly be boots on the ground and help people and see the value in a human being.
Mm. Well, and of course, you're making some references to video games, which I can tell you, people my age, I'm over 60, I don't know a lot about video games. I raised 5 kids, but video games were not quite the thing. I think my 2 older kids still do a little video gaming now, but that was kind of after they were in my home, and they've kind of developed that as young adults. But that really does take a lot of time away from kids,
yeah.
And I'm just encouraged that you have people breaking away from that and actually serving others. Toya, who's invited to the first ever Vulnerable No More event on the 18th? Who's invited?
So we're inviting all females, 12 and up, literally up to 100 and whatever. You know, I mentioned to you that I just had lunch with my 97-year-old mother-in-law, and they are all welcome because every generation needs to hear about this for different reasons. Our target audience, the ones we know the predators are most apt to go after, are our 12-year-olds to 25, really up to 30. That's the most vulnerable group. Everybody needs to hear about it. And I do want to remind everyone, this is a free event. We didn't want any barriers at all for anyone, at least cost-wise, for anyone that would keep them from being able to attend. So there's nothing we'll be charged for.
And our listeners are going to hear about the ministry that you're involved in, and you're providing these services for free. We know that it's not free, that it actually costs you money, and there may be some ways that our listeners can come alongside you. So I'm hoping that everybody will listen intently and say, wow, that's a ministry. That's the way I want to serve people. I want to live with people and encourage them their entire lives. And I throw that out there because I don't want to soft pedal that this is not easy. You know, this is making yourself available to the Lord and then mentoring and loving on especially young women in what you're doing. And this event, Vulnerable No More, tell us why this particular event is focused just on women, Toya.
And it's to your point, and it's important to say this, and I know Michelle would totally agree. We see young men trafficked all the time.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother conversation that Michelle and I have talked some about. There's a lot of sexual abuse in male past histories and another layer of shame there, and that can lead them to be vulnerable to also being trafficked through sex trafficking. What we had to do is figure out what our carve-out right now would look like. So this may develop into something where we also work with minor males and young adult males, or, you know, a group of our prayer warriors are praying for a man to rise up and actually not just take that piece of it if God doesn't call us to do it, but also to really start an impactful approach to fight the demand side of it. And I know I talked to you very much last time, and your heart is to address the issue of pornography. It absolutely feeds this. Mm-hmm. It absolutely causes the demand. And we're absolutely seeing that younger and younger appetites for younger children, as well as for younger people beginning to come into the porn side of it and being affected by it, seeing it at a much younger age. So there's so many layers of this. So although our target carve-out is females, because we need to create a safe place, we'll have a handful of males there. Of course, the church will have their security. Our MC is this awesome man of God, young man of God, he's the light moments. He's the one that's going to allow us to come up for air and maybe laugh for a minute. We have some giveaways that are layered in for the attendees, so we'll do some giveaways throughout the event. So he will be our male, and then the media. Other than that, males can watch it live stream. Anybody all around this globe, frankly, can watch it via live stream.
And let us know where that is accessible.
If they look up vulnerablenomore.org, that in itself will send them to all this event info. If you go to fortheone.one, that will actually, if you ask for updates, it'll tell you about upcoming events and also send you to that link.
fortheone.one.
Thank you.
So I want to make sure everybody has that. And spell out one. So fortheone.one. I always love all these new extensions and stuff. I have a question for both of you, and I'm going to go to Michelle first. Michelle, Toya used the word shame. And really the intention that you have is to take people out of being ashamed into seeing how God's going to use whatever has happened to him in just a crazy, wonderful way. And would you comment about that? Have you seen people kind of get over that and start to serve?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, and I think I come from a place of knowing in regards to, I was a girl that grew up feeling ashamed because of things that had happened to me. And I know that I could very well be a statistic. You know, I came from a divorced family. You know, I had a parent that had substance abuse. I also was sexually abused. I mean, the list goes on. The chances of me being a woman, married, 26 years, 10 children, you know, overseeing and being entrusted with a ministry really and truly is Jesus. And that is what he did in my life. And all I can do is take those ashes that he chose to turn into what they are today and share it with others and say, God is able. And he is the one who determines what your identity is. And you are not what happened to you, and you are not what was done to you, and you are not what you have done. God tells us over and over and over why he came. He came so that we don't have to live in that. And that's our goal. Our goal is to say, you are not who you think you are. You are so much more because God is more. And that is our message over and over and over that we are, and I don't want to say pounding, but that we're gently reminding the young men and women that we come in contact with through this ministry is that no one defines you but God. Mm. No sexual orientation defines you. God defines you. He created you. The one that created you is the one that gave you your name. And that name is loved, chosen, and treasured. And that is my job. And that job is so, so amazing to be able to share a testimony, but also to be able to share hope. So I joke.
Michelle, I'm kind of hoping.
And I are hope dealers.
I'm kind of hoping that you're out there on a deck overviewing the ocean and there's all kinds of beachgoers out there listening to you give us this speech. Because this is amazing stuff, and you're going to be encouraging not only our listeners, but people on the beach in Kona, Hawaii. Michelle Schroff.
Yeah, just some swaying palm trees right now. It's a little early here.
I love it. Toya Kaplan and Michelle Schroff are on the program today on ABQ Connect. They'll be with us all the way to the top of the hour, so we hope you'll stay with us. We're talking about the first ever Vulnerable No More event, June 18th, 2021. From 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening at Legacy Church Central Campus. And if you don't know where that is, give us a call at 338-5790 and we'll make sure you know. But you can always Google Legacy Central Campus and it'll take you right to there. Toya and Michelle will be back with us. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
So, New Mexico, ready to get together again? Want to see the church in full celebration mode? Well, I have good news for you. Freedom Celebration is back, and we're ready to roll Friday, July 2nd with Bill Wickham.
This is Amazing Grace.
Oh, that's not all. It'll be quite a night, because you'll also be singing Under the Stars with Passion Worship.
Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, out of the darkness, share your glory.
It's a Freedom Celebration. 7 p.m. Friday, July 2nd on the Calvary campus with Bill Wickham, Passion, and Andrew Ripp. Food trucks and a full fireworks display. And of course, it's free. It's about time to celebrate our freedom. FreedomABQ.org.
I'm Pastor Scott Tom, host of the Bible Answer Program, No Other Doctrine. We have a college to train you for ministry. You can train at ccfcollege.com, but every 2 years, I personally train up 50 men. It is low cost and only one night a week. It starts in August. Men, get more info at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org or call 990-7588.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. I'm joined by phone by Michelle Schroff. She's coming to us from Kona, Hawaii. She's going to be in Albuquerque speaking at the Vulnerable No More event. And Toya Kaplan, the host and the founder of For the One Ministry, is in studio with me this afternoon. Michelle, I've got to play off of something that you said here in our last segment. You talked about your 10 children. You also talked about fostering. And one of the things that you brought up is that it sounds like when you took on the job of being mom and your husband Clay dad to these children, that you didn't go out and try to select the perfect children.
No. No. That's impossible. There aren't any.
but I wonder, and I'm sure they know. I'm sure they know you love them. But I want you to talk to our listeners about loving people that mm-hmm. most people may not think about loving.
Yeah, I'd say it's things that are hard are usually sent by God, truly. We have 5 children that we adopted from state custody, 1 son that we adopted from Russia. And we talk about it all the time. God absolutely handpicked those children for our family. We completely believe that. We tease our biological kids and say, hey, we didn't pick you. You know, you weren't chosen by us, you know, but the kids that came through our house, we fostered over 42 kids. And we were blessed enough to be able to have 5 that were able to stay. Sadly, you know, they were not able to be reunited with their families. And I know a lot of folks would disagree with my perspective of sadly they weren't allowed to be reunified. Because in my heart, my prayer the entire time was that those parents would be able to turn their lives around and would be able to parent their children. Our goal was never to foster or to adopt 5 children. Our goal was to be a home and a safe place to love and care for, you know, 42 children that came through. We did not anticipate on adopting 5. We were open and we said, absolutely. Our goal when we start adopting a child is that child stays in our home until that they are reunified or adopted. And 5 of them were unable to be reunified. So we adopted them and they were our children. We knew and we prayed the entire way through it. If it was God's will that they stay, great. But our prayer was always that parents were rehabilitated, that they were able to be parents to these children. We wanted to see that chain broken. And we pray that those 6 children that we have, that the chain has been broken, that there is a generational curse that it no longer exists. And not because Clay and Michelle Schroff are saviors, but because Jesus Christ is savior. And that he is the one that wipes away those tears and that absolutely loosens those chains. Mm. And so for us, it was an act of obedience to begin with. And truly, God has blessed our family with these children. And we cannot imagine. We can't imagine, you know, just having 4 kids. It's like not even in our bandwidth.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking, Michelle, and Toy is nodding in agreement too, is I'm thinking to myself how many children there are that don't have loving parents. And you obviously have seen some children that you've helped protect and mentor and love on return to their families. And I'm sure those are good stories. But you're now providing, yeah, you know, a permanent home and love and care. And you've already mentioned your kids are joining in ministry a little bit, which I think is really cool. But as I asked Toya this question, think about those kids. Think about the kids that are not being protected, the ones that maybe we ought to adopt, maybe the ones we ought to foster. I mean, so this is a way bigger problem. And Michelle, I'm going to have to get you and Clay on to talk about foster parenting because that's a whole new subject. But Toya, in the midst of this, give us some examples of how a young woman, and we've already mentioned that young boys and are also trafficked, but today we're going to focus on young women. How are they lured into the trap of a sex trafficker?
Okay, and going backwards, one step is that every trafficker knows, every recruiter knows what symptoms they're looking for. You know, the lack of eye contact, the lack of confidence, and that's rooted and grounded in things that have happened in that person's life, partly their personality, but also layers of different things that have happened to them. So, and there's a big list of the types of things, including, and Michelle and I share, you know, our own realization as we have grown in the Lord is that we know what made us vulnerable to other situations, to being controlled, maybe, at least in my testimony, by other people and for self-consumption, et cetera. The things that we had in us that other people could see then cause them to feel free to inflict things in our life, the things that these predators and recruiters see in the girls and the boys that they're working in or towards recruiting. It's real evident to them in the way that sharks can smell blood in the water. It's a thing they're looking for. And so they come at them generally, and we see it, I would say, the vast majority, not the gorilla pimps, not the ones that are, you hear the few stories, because very few are kidnapped and sold into this. That is a very minor representation of how trafficking occurs across the United States. The big thing is for them to win their hearts. And so they come in and they convince them that they actually care for them, that they can feel the hole in that child's or that young adult's heart, that missing piece, if it's they have no self-esteem perhaps, you know, for whatever reason. And that can be somebody raised in a godly home and you've done everything you can as a person or a parent, I should say, to really develop that into your child. There are still things that come into their life that cause them to be at risk and have, like, not a God esteem, not the God kind of esteem that, that makes those children that are not at risk strong. And so they'll come at them to try to win their hearts. They'll also send a female. So the other thing we see frequently is that either the trafficker themselves is female, or they have a girl that works under them, or girls like Jeffrey Epstein. I used that example last time, and I only use it because it's a very well-known story. He sent girls. He didn't walk up as a whatever-year-old male and recruit those girls. He sent other girls their age to them. And actually, our survivors at the house, that occurred at least twice with the girls. And when I asked them, what would they want me to make sure I said at the Vulnerable No More conference? What would they want to tell their younger selves? What would they want to tell a younger sister? And they said, tell them to watch out for the girls. And it's brilliant that they would send somebody around their age or just a little bit older. One of our survivors, she was 15. No, she was 17. And the recruiter was 19. So she was and ended up getting her into trafficking. So we're exposing that, that method of, and those are two of really the highest percentage-wise that we see trafficking done. Because again, you think about it, if somebody wins your heart, you are dedicated to them. And you, it's, you're hard-pressed to talk them away from the fact that, that like my husband Art, you cannot, I mean, he's not a perfect man, and I know that, but I'm committed to him, and I'm sold out to him and have been for 38 years. But once they get these young girls to commit to them, it is so hard to convince them that they're even being trafficked, that they need anyone's help. They are so, and Stockholm syndrome comes to mind. Trauma bonding happens. There are so many layers. So they come at them emotionally, relationally, and we're going to talk about that. One of the segments called Know Your Enemy. And a doctor of linguistics has done research, and she's going to put in 15 to 20 minutes, she's going to tell us, this is what your enemy looks like. Here's what he sounds like. And then we follow up that with Michelle Schroff and her daughter, Sailor, who are going to do a segment, You Teach People How to Treat You. So how do we set boundaries? How do we recognize what a trafficker and a recruiter sounds like and looks like? Those are the elements we're going to come at them with. But that is the biggest way they come at them, truly, is to win their hearts, to convince them that they do care for them, and of course they don't.
Yeah, it's the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing, as you read that biblical concept. We're going to take a quick break. We got a lot more to talk about. Toya Kaplan and Michelle Schroff, we're talking about the first ever Vulnerable No More event. It'll be June 18th, just a few days from now. For the One is the ministry sponsoring this event. It'll be held at Legacy Church, the central campus, from 6 to 8 p.m. The event is free. And Toy, I would imagine that you want moms to bring their daughters. And you want grandmas to bring their
three
children.
Generations. Yeah. Let's bring them all, just not under 12, it's PG, heavy, PG-13.
Yeah, heavy-duty topic, obviously, for our radio show as well. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Michelle what the way out looks like for someone caught in sex trafficking. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Michelle Schroff and Toya Kaplan right after these messages.
So, New Mexico, ready to get together again? Want to see the church in full celebration mode? Well, I have good news for you. Freedom Celebration is back, and we're ready to roll Friday, July 2nd with Bill Wickham.
This is Amazing Grace.
that's not all. It'll be quite a night, because you'll also be singing Under the Stars with Passion Worship.
Oh, no.
It's a Freedom Celebration, 7 p.m., Friday, July 2nd, on the Calvary campus. With Phil Wickham, Passion, and Andrew Ripp, food trucks, and a full fireworks display. And, of course, it's free. It's about time to celebrate our freedom. FreedomABQ.org.
The difference between demolition and construction. This is Roger Patterson with a Minute of Vision for Life. You know, we've got a great church, and every summer we deploy a couple hundred people around the world to do missions ministry. We do this because it's a great exercise in sharing and exercising our faith. Usually we have some sort of project that involves some construction that even kids can do. The part that they like the most is demolition, because they get to tear into stuff and tear it apart. Now, anyone can do demolition because no skill is required, but it takes great skill to build. Proverbs 14:1 states, "The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down." I want to encourage you to invest in yourself and in your home. Learn the skills it takes to be wise and build something that will last. Remember the book of Proverbs and the truth that a proverb of day keeps the fool at bay.
Dr. Roger Patterson, author of the 365-day devotional, A Minute of Vision for Men, at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KLYT and ABQ Connect. Dave Slade and Associates, 342-8100. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates do business by the book, 342-8100, or you can find them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Toya Kaplan and Michelle Schroff. Michelle's having a nice time on the beach in Kona, Hawaii, and we appreciate you taking the time to call us on the phone. And it sounds kind of silly, Michelle, but I'm still amazed that you can call us from Kona, Hawaii, and be on the radio with us in Albuquerque. Is that silly that I think that's so cool?
I love it. It's the best. It really is.
it really is. Michelle, what is the way out look like for someone that is caught in a trafficking situation? They could even be listening right now, and they got to go to work tonight doing some awful things, and they're listening to this radio program. Is there a way out for them?
You know, for me, the way that I look at that situation is a reach out, an absolute reach out for the person that is in that situation. A reach out, and them knowing, them having to hear my voice, you are not what you do. You are not what you do. You are loved, you're chosen, and you're cherished. That's the beginning. And then the next falls on folks like us that want to support. And when I say support, I mean support, support, support. If you have a place where a person can stay, if you have resources that you can help, because you have to think, these are situations where these folks have nothing. They have been thought, they have been made to believe that they are nothing. So they have nothing. Very few even have clothes on their backs when this is going on. And if they do, they're made to believe that they owe everything that they do have to the person that's giving it to them. And they're going to take whatever they can take from them. So I would say the way out, we can point the way. The decision has to be made to reach out, and then we have to be there to pick up from that point forward.
Hmm. Toya, how does a young person that's caught in this situation reach out to For the One?
They would go to our website, and I know that's, you know, if it's to contact For the One, it would be fortheone.one. There is a phone number on there, but it's also email. They can email us. I would say if they're in any kind of a, like, at that moment, life-threatening, I would jump straight to getting with law enforcement so
yeah,
they can get them out of that.
1-1.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing. And if you think you see something like that happening, you need to get law enforcement involved right away.
And both you and Michelle have already mentioned, as did Shelley Rep, that law enforcement works closely with your organizations. So it's likely that the law enforcement's going to reach out to your organizations for assistance. So, yeah, get somebody that knows how to handle possibly a violent offender that is controlling someone. I can't imagine that anybody thinks this is okay. But I have to bring up a story that Shelley told me. She actually wrote some legislation that, a year ago in May for the legislative session, and it was to create penalties, you know, criminal penalties, increase the way they're persecuted and you know, possible jail sentences and all of these different things. And it didn't get through the legislature. And I asked her the question. I said, what politician, how is this not as bipartisan an issue as there could possibly be? And nevertheless, they have all these, it flew through the House, to increase these penalties and do something about this flew through the House. I think only three dissenting votes. But somehow mysteriously, when it got to the Senate, it died in committee. And I've just got to say, there's got to be a way for us, the public, to go to our representatives in New Mexico and say, what's going on? And I mean, right when it's happening, we have to figure this out. You can see that I'm already getting fired up, Michelle, because I just don't, I don't understand what the public perception is. And I'm going to ask Toya now, how are you trying to change the public perception of human sex trafficking?
And backing up to the initial start years ago, I told my husband, we have to start in the church. We really have to start the perspective, the way that people, and it's unfortunate, but so many still just judge these young people. They earned it. They deserved it. They shouldn't have dressed that way. They shouldn't have been with those people. These are children that we're expecting to react in a way that a lot of adults could not even. You know, and so we're holding them at a level of accountability that's so far above where it should be. And I think it's the biggest tool the enemy uses, one of them in the church, against that people group, is that if the enemy can get the church to look down their nose and judge and tear those people apart and criticize and I would never, my kids would never, all of those church things, and it's unfortunate, but it does happen, instead of wrapping ourselves around them in layers of love. And that's what actually causes them to break free. So my job from day one has been to change the perspective, to shift the way people look at them, to remind them that that was a child when whatever happened to them that caused them to become vulnerable happened. And just picture a child. And, yes, that little girl might be screaming at you and saying they don't bleepity bleep bleep want your help. Imagine law enforcement when they're fighting against them. You have to love with the heart of Jesus, and I love the way Michelle talks about that, and it's the way I feel about it. My own history is that so much judgment was on me that I became some of the things, the very things that people's judgments inflicted on me. It actually caused it to be worse. So I want the church to look with a heart of love and with the compassion that Jesus gave them when they were born again. It may not have been the same story, or they may not have gotten into those things, done drugs, whatever the case is. We have to change the heart that causes people to judge these people harshly. It's just unfair, and it's not our Father's heart. That's not the heartbeat of our God to do that and to be that way. Yeah. So that's,
Michelle, you want to comment on that as well?
Well, you know, Toya brings up an interesting point that, you know, we can't forget where we all came from. You know, and when we're looking at a child that is brought into this, there's something that is missing that has made this child vulnerable. It could be a parent. It could be poverty. I mean, think about that. What child says, I think I want to be born poor. I think I'm going to get up today and just be poor. Like, what choice does a child have? I mean, so in my mind, I think, my goodness gracious, you know, look at the Sermon on the Mount. What does Jesus say about adults, let alone children? And is that reflective of our hearts? Does our heart reflect Jesus's heart?
How do our listeners support your ministries? Can they just give online, those kinds of things? And Michelle, I want you to also point out your websites and how people can get in touch with what you're doing as well.
Yes, we are aspenproject.org, and you can actually give through Calvary. We're one of Calvary sponsored missions. Mm-hmm. They consider us in-state missionaries, which is such a huge blessing, because we all need to understand that human trafficking doesn't just happen in Thailand. It's not just in Bangkok. It's right in your backyard. And we need to acknowledge that. Your child is holding an electronic device. There it is. That's the gateway right there for most young people. And they are tricked. They are manipulated. And so in my mind, this is not just an international problem. This is a problem that could be happening in your child's bedroom right now. So if you would like to give, you can go to aspenproject.org. You can do it through Calvary. You can just go on to their website and give and put Aspen Project in the notes. I would say that's the best. You know, Calvary has been a great accountability partner for us, and we've been able to come alongside of the ministry there as with Vulnerable No More and local and state departments in New Mexico.
And Toya's website is For the One, spell out one, O-N-E, fortheone.one. And there's ways to make donations. Do either of you or either of you take volunteers? Do you need volunteers for your ministries?
We do. Michelle? Michelle, do you?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do. But there is, right now, our launch is APS has allowed us to come in and teach some parenting classes. And we are so excited, so stoked about it, but we definitely need instructors. So if you have a heart for kids that are in foster care, please, this is a great way when, you know, because this is what we hear all the time. The Schroff family hears this all the time. Oh, man, you got 10 kids. I couldn't handle them. I can't handle my two. I'd love to foster, but we just can't. Mm. Well, this is what you can do. You can help equip parents. So there aren't a bunch of foster kids, truly. You can help raise up parents that can show their kids what love, what civic duty looks like, what compassion looks like. So please, anyone that's interested, contact us. I would say you can go ahead and email me. My email is very easy. hello@michelleschroff.com. Simple. So please email me and let me know. We're going to be having a training on June 23rd and 24th, and we would love to have you.
Tell us a little bit about your parenting classes that you're going to be doing.
Our parenting classes, it's called Raising Highly Capable Kids, and it's 40 developmental assets. And with those 40, it's been studied by the Search Institute. It actually was first written in Spanish and translated to English, so it's probably more accurate done that way. So we do have Spanish classes and English classes. It was first pioneered, actually, by New Mexico Sheriff's Department. They're the ones that did our pilot program for us when we first started. They trained up. We trained them. They went out, and they started doing the parenting classes, said they were top-notch, encouraged us to continue and see if we could possibly get more of them going in the public schools. And APS has been absolutely, they want us to get started with the Head Start program to do parenting classes with those parents with kids going in at 4 years old. So we're super excited. It's an amazing program. Clay and I have actually just taught a group of parents whose kids are in middle and high school. So it's not just for younger or babies, or it's for everyone. I would even encourage grandparents to do it. But you can look it up. It's called Raising Highly Capable Kids. It's on, you know, obviously on the internet.
Very nice. Toya, you also have a video series that you're making available through your website. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
We do, and you can get to that through either fortheone.one or, well, actually that's the best way, and you can actually get to that. But if you hopped on YouTube and put in Vulnerable No More as your search, there are 10 videos. That's what we did in 2020, was instead of sitting home and just quarantining, we're like, we need to get this information out. So we had 10 different people. Actually, Michelle Schroff and her husband Clay did one together, and her daughter Sailor did one for us. And there's a vault of information. They're short. It's not like it's a one-hour thing. And so those are easy to get on, and you could pick and choose from the content what you're interested in listening to. I did also want to go back and just revisit quickly the volunteer element. That is that with us doing these live events now, we absolutely need boots on the ground. We do. And we've got a good starter team right now for this event, but we need to beef it up. We've got three events planned right now. There's this one, there's one in November, and there's an additional one in March. We believe we'll have at least two next year as we develop a curriculum that we can give out to churches across the United States for them to use in their states and in their cities. So we need volunteers. Yes, we do. Please, if you're interested, hop on there, and we'll plug you in and get you going.
Well, I'm still fired up about this conversation, so we got 15 minutes left with Toya and Michelle. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're talking about human sex trafficking. As awful a topic as that is, these two ladies bring a lot of hope to a lot of people. So we're talking about the Vulnerable No More event, June 18th, 6 to 8, Central Campus of Legacy Church. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Here's a hotspot from Skip Heitzen.
Because God gave his son to buy you, to place his Holy Spirit in. Therefore, our responsibility, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Hotspot.
It means your mouth, part of your body, your mouth can preach the gospel. Your hands can help the needy. Your feet can go to the lonely. Your ears can listen to the brokenhearted.
Find more from Skip on the app, pray.com. Now, listen to Skip's philosophy of life.
My slogan is, my life for his glory. My lips for his glory. My eyes for his glory. My ears for his glory. My whole life for his pleasure. Therefore, glorify God.
Well, there you go. I'm going to shut up and listen to this with you.
Now, here's the irony to this. When I live for his pleasure and his purpose, I find pleasure and I find my purpose. It's funny how that works.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Creation Seminar speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, can one believe in God and evolution at the same time?
Chris, many people do believe in God and in evolution by natural selection, but I don't think they should. The very reason evolution exists is to try to explain the fact that we're here without a God. It's a totally natural theory as opposed to supernatural. Recently, I heard from a Christian in Russia. He acknowledges that evolution was used as a tool by the communist government for all those years to discredit Christianity and the Bible. Today, there are many Christians in Russia, but it would be very rare to find a Christian who believes in evolution. Those who have gone through the communist ordeal have recognized that evolution and Christianity are incompatible. I wish American Christians would see that back to Genesis truth so clearly.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
While many of us see signs of a return to normalcy, others around the globe continue to battle the pandemic. In Asia, a second COVID-19 wave is ravaging communities there in what is being called the tsunami of suffering. Gospel for Asia is doing what they can to ease the suffering, but support for their efforts is desperately needed. Pray about your involvement and log into gfa.org/coronavirus for regular updates and an opportunity to make a financial donation. That's gfa.org/coronavirus, or you can call 800-946-2742. There's just so many Christians doing really amazing things around the globe. I just mentioned GFA World. They're throughout India. We call them South Asia. And it's just fascinating to see what's happening in our own city and our own state. Michelle Schroff and Toya Kaplan are fighting human sex traffickers. And we were just talking, Toya, about off the air about just the language of this whole thing. And you said that your group gets upset when somebody calls somebody a pimp, because that's almost somehow glorified in our culture. And what they really are human traffickers. They're slave owners. Is that right?
Yes, very much so. And I know I hear Michelle in the back too. The deal is, if somebody is, whether they're saying that they're protecting you and that's their part of their job that they're doing, if they are using force, fraud, or coercion in order to keep you doing that, if they're keeping your money many of these girls don't keep anything. Michelle, to her point, some of these girls barely have just the clothes on their back, whatever they're allowed to have, and they may not even get to eat until that trafficker gives them enough money to do so and gives them permission to stop and go eat. It's ridiculous. Those are not pimps. That's not, and they consider themselves business people. A pimp would say, well, I'm a businessman, and I just do this where I do protection, and I like develop them online, their persona. They are making them do that or convince them that they love them and they're controlling them to do that. Pimps are very glorified. Two of the resources I'm developing this from are books that, and they're written by, they say, pimps. It's air quotations. They've written books to teach other people how to do what they do, how to recognize vulnerabilities, how to control young people. Once you get them, and they call it a stable, how to add a girl to your stable, how to develop her into a bottom girl, which is their main girl that will recruit for them. It's insidious. And that's not a persona movie star pimp. We got to stop that. It's infuriating to me.
Michelle, you'll be speaking at the Vulnerable No More event on June 18th at Legacy Church, 6 to 8. What will you be speaking about?
Actually, me and my daughter, Sailor, will be speaking for a few minutes. We're going to talk about basically how to teach people how to treat you, you know, and that's something that I think our young people, would really benefit from. I think they would benefit from knowing that it's not okay if someone DMs you and asks for nudes. It's not okay. The way you feel, that check in your spirit, you know, that little wait, this doesn't, but everybody else does it. No. If you have an aversion to it, then listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. If you have a check about a person, listen to yourself. Do not just go forward because everybody else is doing it. That my daughter, actually, her and I were having a conversation. She's 19 years old. She's going to be 20 in October. And she said that she knows a young lady that will actually talk with a man inboxed her and said he wanted to be her sugar daddy. And if so basically he said, I just want to talk to you. If you just let me talk to you, I'll give you $5,000. So she agreed. She said, absolutely, that's $5,000 quick. And you know, that's not okay. What does that say about that person? But also, what does that say about us? Someone has to pay us, right? Someone has to, no, this person is not okay if he's asking for payment. There's a reason why he's saying he's going to pay you for this. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be parents that our children trust. We need to be parents that our kids can come to. We need to be parents that say, hey, baby girl, you're more than that. You're more than that. That is not okay. No one is going to treat you like that. I won't allow it. That's not okay. So for me and Sailor, that's basically where we're going to be going with it. Ways that we can create boundaries. How do we teach our children? How do young girls that may not have parents that are, you know, greatly involved in their social media life, so to speak, how do young girls say, no, I'm going to create a boundary here. I'm not going to respond. This person said they're my friend and now they're asking me for things that are inappropriate. What's inappropriate? What's inappropriate? Maybe one thing different for you than for me, but the fact is anything that makes you feel like you have to be tricked into doing it, that's not okay, you know? So we're going to talk about practical ways to move forward after hearing all of the information that you're going to hear at this conference.
Toya, you said something pretty pointed the last time we were together. You said there wouldn't be human sex trafficking if there weren't men. And that really is true. Mm. I want you to tell me how much pornography and things are contributing to this problem, because it breaks my heart to hear from both of you and Shelley Rep, my guest last week, about how prevalent human sex trafficking is. And then to think about, with all these people that are trafficked, there has to be this massive demand. That's heartbreaking.
Right. And I do believe that most consumers of pornography, giving every benefit of the doubt, have either just believe or have convinced themselves that these are willing people. I mean, it's an act. And they're not up there, in many cases, willingly, number one. Others are that they've been tricked to do so, and others are that there are guerrilla controllers who do beat them down and punish them if they don't do it. So they drive that demand, and the demand as well has been driven to younger and younger. That's if it wasn't a big enough concern that there was adult pornography, at least we should all agree that child porn is totally unbelievably wrong on so many levels. Mm-hmm. And that's the shift I'm most concerned about, is that whereas, like, when I was younger, and I'm 61, so when I was younger, you know, you would see pornography, but it did not include children back in the day. And, you know, I was exposed to quite a bit of it when I was growing up. I never saw that, heard about it, nothing. And in these last, I bet, 10 years anyway, certainly seven, exponentially worse, we are seeing even two-month-old babies, you know, online on the dark web with people ordering things to be done to them on the video because that's what they want to see, because nothing's enough now. Nothing's enough. So they've breached every corner, right, every age group. It's horrible. And people want to argue the point, and well, that's a person's right, super healthy, and actually helps a marriage. No, it doesn't. But that's a topic for another day.
No,
it's a drug.
It's
right. It feeds this.
Yeah.
The demand is why, if they stop selling a certain car, people would stop, or if they stop buying it, people wouldn't continue to make it and sell it. So we've got people are hungry for younger, hungry for different, hungry for more, hungry for these fetishes. And these people that produce the movies, that do the sex trafficking, look for what the demand calls for.
And we
it's
really,
like a bottomless pit.
Correct.
And we need to call men out. Men need healing from this. They literally need Jesus to come in and clean their hearts of whatever they're captivated by, because they're enslaved to this, just like somebody that would be addicted to a substance. Would you agree, Michelle?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing, you know, and I'm sure Toya can speak on this also, we're seeing more and more women struggling with this addiction. So this now is not just men. We're looking at women who are stepping into this, and it is absolutely just a crazy, tangled web that has been woven.
Michelle, do you think people can be freed from this?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely, 100%.
And it takes our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to make that happen, doesn't it?
That's right. The only freedom is in Him through this.
I get the sense that there are people that are in need that are listening, and I want to make sure that they're very clear that the Vulnerable No More event is, you're absolutely invited to that. It's going to be females only. But it's June 18th, 2021. That's just in a week or so. It's the first ever Vulnerable No More event. It's going to be held at the Central Campus of Legacy Church, 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Lots of great speakers. Two of them we know about are Michelle Schroff. She's on our program today, and we had Shelley Rep on with the New Mexico Dream Center. I appreciate the synergies that you share with one another. You've had some experience with this personally. You've had God take you from shame to glory, and you're seeing Him work in your lives as a result of that. And you really just want to see God's power working through other women that have faced the same thing, don't you, Toya?
Absolutely. And I did also want to remind on that note that although the females that were asking to come to the event, again, are all females, it is live streamable. So please hop on and watch it live stream from all around this United States. Everyone watch it. Everybody.
Yeah. And that's all available at ForTheOne.One. Thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.